It's a highly significant moment, this, really, if you think back to the absolutely excruciating consequences of this morning on September the 11th. Remember, what we are seeing here is Flight 77, which took off from Washington, was on its way to Los Angeles. It was hijacked just before 9 o'clock in the morning, and what we're seeing here just now, the explosion in the walls of the Pentagon there, America's Department of Defense. This took place at about 9:37. The plane had been hijacked by five men, and in these moments, there you see it just from another angle, in these moments, about 200 people died, all the passengers on the aircraft, the crew, and inside the Pentagon, over 100 people, military and civilian personnel. So Judicial Watch, the organization that obtained this moving video for the first time from the Pentagon, said that they wanted to do this to make the public record more complete. And there you see the first time that we have been able to view moving images of Flight 77 as it came in and hit the Pentagon there on the morning of September the 11th, 2001.
Adam, it's interesting. This was, I guess, the third plane, if you can put it like that, the 937, as you say. We know that amongst the passengers on board this was the TV commentator, Barbara Olson, who actually called her husband twice from this. Certainly, it will... It will bring a lot of memories back of that day, and there must have been some difficult feelings, certainly for those involved, for the relatives of those involved. Did they have any say over whether this footage would be released?
I'm not aware if the Pentagon consulted with them before it decided to release this footage. When this happens, it's a Freedom of Information Act request, it's called. You can essentially apply under the law to the Pentagon or to any other branch of government to have documents or footage released. And then it becomes a decision for a court, and a court ruled that this footage should be released. The Pentagon didn't want it released while the trial was still going on of Zakarias Moussaoui, the only man to be charged and convicted in the United States of involvement in the September 11 attacks. Since that trial ended just a couple of weeks ago and Moussaoui was sentenced, the Pentagon said it could now release this footage. The families have been ambivalent throughout regarding the release of footage and also telephone calls that were recorded that had been made from the aircraft to families and to emergency services while the hijacks were going on. You'll recall we heard some of those being brought out as evidence during the trial of Zakarias Moussaoui, and it was intensely traumatic for the families during those courtroom scenes. There were very, very emotional scenes while that happened, and I'm sure that these images today, this huge fireball coming out of the wall of the Pentagon, will of course be reminding the families and all of America exactly the power of what took place that morning and just how much America changed in these moments that we're looking at.